Technology make us more alone.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yes, yes, it does. Those lonely nights alternating between Bumble and Tinder, and you just keep swiping. You know the feeling? You guys know what I'm talking about. You just keep swiping, right? Right. You do it on Tinder for about 20 minutes, occasionally. Okay, there's a fat girl. I don't know. And you just can't hit.
Airing every day
from noon to 3.
And it does make you contemplate life as you sit there. And you say, well, this is depressing. I'll go check Twitter. And it's just all hatred on there. Go to Facebook. Oh, my grandma had liposuction. That's nice. Yeah, check out this. You go to Instagram. You see all the babes there. Like, man, wouldn't I love to live that life? You think about what it would be like if one of those Instagram models just accidentally swiped right on you for once. Go to Snapchat. Oh, got a new one. New notification. That's from Team Snapchat. And happy Easter to you, too.
On 1340 WKGN.
So, yeah, if you ask me if technology makes people lonely these days, sometimes the only interaction you get is Uber or Uber Eats. At least you get some human interaction that way.
Just take the point. I don't want it. Just Cody wins.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Drink what you truly want. Got a couple submissions for the cooler giveaway. Go find my pinned tweet on Twitter, JON2_Reed. Send me a tweet. Make sure Cherokee is tagged of you enjoying some Truly. They'll pick a random winner and give them a Truly cooler. It's a nice cooler. Big, nice, cool tailgating cooler where you can have it at the house. Good size. Cody McClure. Hour 3 headlines. Collision course. Right meow.
Thanks, John. We do have two baseball games today. The Astros and Yankees just a couple hours out.
What time does that start?
4 o'clock. The Astros travel to the Yankees. First game in New York.
They're putting the Yankees on at 4 o'clock?
They are. They are, yeah.
They're putting the Nationals, Cardinals on in the primetime slot?
Whether...
Okay, weather is an issue?
Maybe. I don't know if it has anything to do with today. I know it could be an issue tomorrow for the Astros-Yankees game. So Astros at Yankees today at 4. Garrett Cole versus Luis Severino.
That'll be a good one.
And then tonight, a closeout game for Washington. They took a commanding 3-0 lead. They have dominated the Cardinals. So Washington leading that series 3-0. 8 o'clock tonight, TBS. If the Nationals win, they win the series. From what I understand, tomorrow weather could be a problem in, I think, both games. Even with Washington, too, if the Game 5 is necessary. But I know for sure it will be an issue in New York tomorrow. So the skies should be good today for the Yankees-Astros. I think sunny skies today. Yeah, clear skies, but tomorrow heavy rain expected in New York. So we'll see how it plays out with the weather there in the baseball series. Also, I believe the Yankees will be without Stanton in the lineup for today.
Are they just benching him? Is he injured, or are they just like, hey, you're not going to hit Garrett Cole? You strike out a lot, and Garrett Cole's going to strike you out.
It says he's available to pinch hit, but okay. He has a quad injury.
Okay, so they don't want him. I could play DH, I guess, but who have they been playing at DH?
He could be a pinch
Encarnacion.
Hitter.
Encarnacion.
Encarnacion. That's a pretty name.
Interesting.
So, that's what we got for baseball.
So, maybe we get a sweep.
Could happen, yeah.
Nationals can go ahead and sweep. Man, Braves got to be sick. They lost to that Cardinals team. Oof. Man. Got to be sick.
Yeah. Dodgers probably sick, too.
At least the Nationals are good.
They appear to be, yeah.
Either way.
Do you think they have a chance in the World Series? I mean, if they get there? Their pitching has been – that's what shut the Cardinals down.
Yeah, that's – they're going to have a they are going to have a chance just because they have good top-end pitching.
If they go against the Astros, that'll just be some pitching duels.
Yep.
There are some real battles.
Yep.
I'd like to see a couple of big hitting teams make it. I think that'd be more exciting. Instead of these 2-0 games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway. The Eagles released Zach Brown, that guy that criticized Kirk Cousins, you know, on his poor performance.
It's bad when Kirk Cousins gets the last laugh over you, right?
Yeah, that guy was talking about how Kirk Cousins was their weakest link. Boom, Kirk Cousins throws for 330 yards and 4 touchdowns, and then Zach Brown cut. Goodbye. Good night. Kirk Cousins got to be sitting there laughing.
Kirk Cousins is a good man. He's not laughing about anybody losing their job. He's just saying, be nicer to people.
Is he? Is he a good man?
I don't know if he is or not. He seems really nice. I don't know. But, like,
his name's Kirk. He's probably a nice guy.
Only two Kirks I know are Kirk Cousins and Kirk Cameron. I know Kirk Cameron seems to be a nice guy. You know, from Growing Pains, he seems like a good dude.
Kirk Franklin.
Christian Kirk.
Kirk Franklin. Didn't he have a problem with porn addiction? Didn't he have a...
Well, he does gospel music, so I think it cancels it out, maybe.
Okay, so like watch a lot of porn, but also love the Lord. Okay.
Sing about the Lord in your spare time when you're not.
But am I wrong?
Porn.
Didn't he go on Oprah and admit that he had like a porn addiction?
Everybody's got a porn addiction.
Sounds familiar, but
I don't know why I'm looking at you. Like, it might be because you're black and Kirk Franklin's black, but at the same time, like, you brought the name up, so I don't know if I'm looking at it because of you both being black or just because you brought the name up. I'm older than you, so I would probably remember this pop culture event more.
I certainly don't remember.
I'm 99% sure he went on Oprah and said he's addicted to porn. 99%.
When did he say that? Because porn's gotten a lot better in recent years.
Like 7 or 8 years ago.
Also,
you were right.
Just...
He did.
What year?
I'm not sure. I just found the article.
What was the article written? Was it 7 or 8 years ago?
This article was written this year about how he overcame it.
Okay, well, hey, we love a redemption story. Like, hey,
how he overcame it.
Okay,
it could be. He was probably into. I mean, back then it might have just been
05.
Magazines.
05. Okay, so it's been. Okay, so
that was still the magazine days.
I'm so old.
That was like Hustler, Playboy.
That was when you had to download it on your computer or on LimeWire and risk really just ruining your whole hard drive. Trust me, I know.
VHS tapes.
You could have one video, but they were like an hour and 40 minutes long, so you could just have different parts of the video each time. So I was always watching something new, I guess.
The stuff back then was so – I'll never forget finding my grandpa's his VHS tape. The first thing I ever saw was Anna Nicole Smith and a trumpet. It was the first thing I ever saw. It was some like Playboy video from back in the 90s. She had a trumpet. She was
she playing the trumpet?
She was doing things with the trumpet. Anna Nicole Smith. God rest her soul, by the way. Rest in peace. But that was the first thing I ever saw. I was like, wow. But the quality was so bad, you know? You just got to stick it in the VCR. Hope grandma doesn't come see.
2005. That's 14 years ago.
Yeah.
You got any more headlines?
In other news, Joe Burrow has now taken over first place in ESPN's Heisman Watch. He is now ahead of Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa and Oklahoma's Jalen Hurts, respectively.
That seems right.
Yeah, these college quarterbacks this year, we're going to have a fun playoff this year. I think finally we're going to have a fun playoff.
That seems right that Joe Burrow is leading the Heisman race. So he's ahead of Tua? I still think Jalen Hurts should be number two, but whatever.
He's jumped in ESPN's thing. Yeah, I don't know why Jalen Hurts is not.
He had a couple turnovers against Texas.
He struggled a little bit.
Yeah, he had a couple turnovers.
He had to play a good team. I mean, it happens.
That'd be tough for Jalen to win it. Maybe not only would that LSU-Alabama game probably be for the SEC West, it might be for the Heisman.
There's probably going to be a real
battle. Where's that game at this year?
Tuscaloosa.
Ah, damn it.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there will be a real battle for the Heisman this year.
It'll shake itself out.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't remember it ever being this up for grabs, though. Not in recent memory.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't up for grabs last year. It was like Tua's to lose, and then all of a sudden he lost it, and they gave it to Kyler. So, like I said, I think by the end of the year you'll know who is winning the Heisman like we did last year.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Things seem tighter this year with the teams, too. Like
it does.
I think November is going to be good. I think college football is going to have a really good.
I think Tua or Burrow will eliminate themselves in that game, unless Burrow throws for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns.
They might just have a shootout.
Yeah, they just have a shootout. Maybe not. But I don't think it will be an evenly contested shootout. I think one of those quarterbacks will make mistakes.
Who do you like in that game right now?
Alabama.
Yeah. I'm so tempted. I think
that's their best chance.
Normally, I'd ride with Bama. I mean, you know, but I think LSU's got something this year.
LSU fans have to be like, man, why have we waited so long to just like learn how to throw the ball? Yeah. Like, we can recruit all these damn five stars. Why are we running like this ground and pound thing? This is stupid.
That's a good question. Couple of notes coming out of Tennessee. I guess some players said some things in interviews today. Jawan Jennings was asked why Brian Maurer would not slide. He said, I guess he didn't play baseball. He then gave Brian Maurer's spin move a 10 out of 10.
Okay. It was a good spin move.
Betuli apparently asked Daryl Taylor if he planned to create any hashtags for this week's game against Alabama.
What was that? The hashtag part?
Yeah, the hashtag WGWTFA, you know.
He did what with it?
Apparently, while Daryl Taylor was with the reporters talking, Betuli jumped in and said, hey, you got any plans to create some more hashtags?
Ah.
So maybe they're looking for hashtags this week. I don't know. Kind of sounds like the guys are feeling themselves right now. I like it.
That's why that game was so important, man. Just get some positive vibes for these boys. Let them celebrate a win. Let them not be hanging their head when they go to class. Like, that stuff matters. Like, go into your class and have your classmates say, hey, good win, rather than, man, you guys suck.
Right.
That's important.
It is important.
And it happens. Like, you know, we all went to school over there. Like, the football players can tell. Like, they come in hanging their head when they're losing. Like, they don't walk in with the same bravado usually. Now, every now and then, a couple of the players don't really seem to be bothered by losses. But for the most part, it's a lot more fun for them when they win.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody's looking at them, you know, and everybody wants to talk to them. It would be annoying to be a player. Like, if I was a player, I'd be so annoyed. But also, it'd be kind of cool because they're probably getting a lot of other, you know, perks, things like that. So, you know, free meals in the cafeteria.
Sure.
You know, other things. Gronkowski has ended all speculation now of a possible return from retirement.
File your paperwork then, coward.
Gronk says it would be a no. There it is.
File your paperwork, coward.
I guess Gronk's trying to put it to bed.
Okay. Guess Gronk's not coming back.
That's what he says right now. When I retired for a reason, he said. It would be a no. There it is. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess he went on some radio station in Boston today. And that's what he said.
Gronk's gone. Goodbye, Gronk. Any other headlines?
I've got some others, but
they don't sound good.
Cardale Jones to the XFL.
Oh yeah, get me an XFL draft recap, please. Can you do that for me next segment? I want to see the NFL draft recap.
Okay, all right.
Let's do some XFL. I need some questions about my XFL team answered. So stick with us. Let's talk sports live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Apologies to the podcast listeners. I forgot to start it, but you haven't missed much. We are getting ready to recap the XFL draft that is still going on, or is it done?
They're in the middle of the offensive line.
Okay, so now they're drafting offensive linemen. Cam has
the
made
the skill position is done though.
Okay, skill position done. Cam has made the declaration that the DC team is looking pretty tough, as he says.
Well, all right, the Dallas Renegades, they're going to have Landry Jones reunited with Bob Stoops.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought he was already assigned there. Okay, so that makes sense.
As long as Bob Stoops is coaching, and they got Landry Jones now, I might side with Dallas right now.
Yeah, they have a really good team, too. They have a couple of former NFL players on there, too, so they'll, especially on, like, offense.
The Houston Roughnecks have Philip Walker. He starred at Temple and then spent 3 seasons with the Colts. The LA Wildcats.
So they drafted Connor Cook, number two overall as their skill position player. So they're going to have two quarterbacks there, I guess.
Okay.
Sammy Coates, wide receiver from Auburn, is going to be in Houston. Okay. This league's going to suck.
It's going to be awful. The LA Wildcats get Luis Perez.
Who the hell is Luis Perez?
He's a former professional bowler who then played quarterback at Division II Texas A&M Commerce and later in the AAF.
Man, okay. How sad do you think this is?
How'd they get stuck with him with, like, Connor Cook and him still in the...
I don't know, but, like, this one team's first two offensive linemen they drafted are two tackles from Notre Dame and Alabama, so, like...
We do have a Tennessee guy that went.
Got some pedigree. Where?
Seattle, Ben... Vinzel Bulware.
Okay.
O-line.
Yep.
Dallas Thomas also has been drafted. Dallas Thomas, guard, has been drafted. He will play in – where is he going to play
Louis.
At? He's playing in St. Louis with Jordan Taomu. Is that how he says his name? Taomu.
Taomu.
Christine Michael from Texas A&M. He played in the NFL for a while, right? Yeah. That's the same Christine Michael.
And
I got right?
Matt Jones, the Florida running back.
Okay.
Didn't Dallas Thomas play with the Dolphins?
I believe so. I believe you are correct. Man, that has to suck. To have being play with the Dolphins, then be like the 19th offensive lineman drafted. Like, bro, I play in the NFL.
Yeah.
I can do this. Although it seems like everyone's using their first picks at offensive line to draft tackles and not guards. But and so we got Dallas Thomas and who'd you say? Vinzel Bulware?
Yep.
Didn't Vinzel Bulware transfer? Didn't he transfer? Wasn't he the guy who transferred? Did he go to Ohio State or where did he transfer to? No, he transferred to Miami, right?
Yeah, he's not.
They got him listed as Tennessee, so shout out to us. We put another person in the league.
In this league, at least.
Update the Wikipedia of our draft success.
The New York Guardians get Matt McGloin.
Oh, man.
A prolific passer from Penn State who started 7 games between 2013 and 2016 for the Raiders.
He wasn't bad at Penn State. He played in the NFL a little
played
bit.
Played for Bill O'Brien.
Tampa Bay is Aaron Murray holding it down over there.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, right? Aaron Murray, all right.
And he's going to be handing it off to Quentin Flowers, who was at the USF quarterback. He's playing running back in this league.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, this is going to be awful. Now, Trent Richardson, how about this? Former Colts and Browns running back Trent Richardson, remember him at Bama, was not selected in phase one of the draft.
Who was it?
Trent Richardson.
That's sad.
One of the few Alabama running backs to not have success. I mean, I guess there's a lot, but, you know, they had several others who did have success.
Man. The Colts traded a first-round pick for Trent Richardson. Like, we don't talk about that enough. Like, they're like, hey, we got this generational talent, Andrew Luck. How are we going to fix this team? Ah, got it, guys. Let's trade a first-round pick for Trent Richardson. And I remember when he got traded, everyone was like, man, the Browns got fleeced. What are the Browns doing? They traded their only good player for a first-round pick. They traded Trent Richardson. That's a pretty good idea. Pretty smart by them. They just didn't capitalize.
This DC team, though, they got Cardale Jones at quarterback.
Man, I love
Trey McBride had a stint in the NFL. At receiver.
Isn't he? Okay, he's not the one that's a little crazy, right?
That
was the other. That was a running back from Auburn, right? Wasn't that guy crazy?
Oh yeah. This guy's from William & Mary.
Okay.
And they also have Orson Charles at Georgia tight end.
Oh, I thought Trey McBride was
Vanell
from
Pumphrey or however you say his name.
He was good, right? Where did he go? San Diego State, is that right?
Yeah.
He was a stud.
They got Tyree Jackson, that Buffalo QB, as their backup, and Max McCaffrey at receiver.
I think these quarterbacks are going to be really good, actually. I feel like we're going to see the league be able to put up some points. These names seem better than the AAF's quarterbacks.
Nah.
Right? No, am I wrong in that? Like,
overall,
you're both just,
I'd say yes.
Right, I mean, like, Landry Jones started some games in the NFL.
I mean, they got
Cardale Jones won a national championship. They got Bob Stoops. Like,
coach for
they also got Mark Trestman, right? Mark Trestman was, like, an offensive genius in the CFL, and then with the Bears, I think he was good with the Bears for a little while. Like, I feel like this is going to be higher quality than the AAF. Who was starting in the AAF? Like,
Steve Spurrier was a coach.
Matt Sims.
Yeah, like Matt Sims was a starting quarterback, right? Like, yeah. And if it wasn't him, it was
Garrett Gilbert's on the Browns now.
Garrett Gilbert,
yeah. I can't really remember any of the other names though.
Like Zach Mettenberger, wasn't he in the Memphis team?
Yeah.
But he might be in the XFL too. But I haven't seen his name so far. So like.
It's just weird to me that a guy like Bob Stoops would do this. You know what I mean?
He's got to be getting a fat check from.
Vince McMahon. Yeah, but he could get a fat check as a college football coach. Or I mean, I guess the pressure will be less in the XFL.
Don't got to recruit.
Yeah. Don't have to work you around. You just got to work 3 months, bro.
Yeah, I guess it's not bad.
All he has to do is work like from December to like April, right?
Yeah, I'll never watch a single one of those games. The XFL.
I will.
I won't watch a single one.
I'm going to watch it. I really don't know if I watched a second of the AAF. I don't think I watched any of it.
I didn't either.
I saw
it on a TV.
I didn't watch the first week, and then like everyone started making fun of the NBA because the AAF outdrew them, so then I got mad, and then I rooted for the AAF to fail. Because people didn't realize how new things work.
I think
idiots like Clay Travis were trying to push a narrative that this is bigger than the NBA, and then it went out of business immediately. Yeah.
Funny how that's still relevant today. A guy like him would try to push a narrative.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on the topic of wrestling, Vince McMahon, did you see the news about Eric Bischoff?
He's already got replaced, man.
Yeah.
As he should. He's an idiot.
Replaced by Bruce Pritchard as the executive director of SmackDown.
Wrestling fans are happy about this.
Are they?
Bruce Pritchard is a well-respected guy, which, you know, he used to be a wrestler back in the day. He's been involved with the product off and on. Then he did, like, a really successful wrestling podcast that everyone liked. So then WWE brought him back full-time.
I thought Bischoff was good back when I watched. He was good on TV.
He was okay. He kind of ruined WCW, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he goes back. He goes way back.
Like, he kind of... It was kind of weird. He wanted to be like Vince McMahon in the late 90s, but he couldn't. Like, he wanted to be the bad guy, but, like, he didn't. He wanted to be the cool bad guy and hang out with the NWO, and we're just kind of like, this is kind of defeating the purpose of the NWO. They're supposed to be outsiders, not hanging out with corporate. This doesn't seem right. And the next thing I knew, there were, like, 40 people in the NWO, and everyone's like, this is too much. This too much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just kind of I don't know exactly what he's – SmackDown hasn't been good lately, so I don't know how much he has to blame of that. He'd been running SmackDown, but they got to Fox, like, okay, we need to put on a good show. We can't have this guy messing stuff up.
I thought he was all right when I was a kid. He was – I liked to hate him. You know, he was he had the Elimination Chamber. I thought that was good.
Yeah, see, I didn't watch when he was in WWF.
I didn't really understand all the behind-the-scenes plot lines and everything because I quit watching as a kid.
Yeah.
I feel like the people that keep watching as adults, you know, kind of.
I was surprised. I was looking at one of those charts. Of, like, professional sports and, like, what their political leanings are that resurfaced because of the whole NBA China stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of surprised to see just, like, pro wrestling was on the very left side. Not surprising. They are at the very bottom of low turnout of voters.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also, like, over on the Democrat screw, the Democrat skew. I didn't really think of wrestling as being liberals, but I guess maybe.
I'd say Vince is probably a right-winger.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I mean, they...
But
I mean,
don't...
He definitely is. I mean, Linda was in Trump's cabinet.
Yeah, she was. That's right. I forgot about that. Linda McMahon was in Trump's cabinet.
Yeah, she was like some type of politician in Connecticut. She won some elections. So, I mean, it wasn't just like he was like paying back his. Wasn't just like paying her back.
It's wild to think about, though.
For putting her in, for putting him in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of surprised. Professional wrestling was on the far left, and then low voter turnout.
Which has the highest voter turnout?
The highest voter turnout?
It's got to be like golf.
It is the LPGA Tour and the PGA Tour, and then that's on the Republican side, and they do high turnout, and then the Democrat high turnout was like men's tennis and women's tennis and horse racing.
So Republicans don't like tennis? That's a Democrat thing?
Yeah. They love golf, though.
Even I know they love golf.
Even the LPGA.
Interesting.
And NASCAR.
Now, which side is horse racing?
Horse racing is slightly on the Democrat side.
Okay, so that's more neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Apparently, Grand Am Racing is right in the middle.
What is Grand Am Racing?
Grand Am Racing is what I meant to say. Like, is it not like Formula One? Grand Am?
I thought Formula One was
just called Formula One. Yeah, I don't know.
Grand Am, is that like the Indy cars maybe? I don't know.
Also close to the right in the middle is Monster Trucks.
Really?
Yep. If you like Monster Trucks, you don't really care about politics too much. You just want to see stuff get ran over.
Something I'd like to see like the income brackets too.
Something we can all respect. I mean? Something we can all respect. Just we want to see stuff get ran over. They don't even vote. Like they're low in the turnout too, but
no,
they're just
I didn't think
they're just
would.
Kind of right in the middle, as is Supercross and Motocross. They're just kind of hanging out right there in the middle, too.
I wonder if there's a good income chart, because I think that would be fascinating. Because, you know, the crowd...
I think you can kind of assume. Well... The golf and tennis people are going to be high. The
horse racing will be high.
The monster truck people probably going to be low. I don't want to like put them in a box or anything, but I'm just going to assume that's going to be low. The pro wrestling probably going to be on the lower side too.
I think those are safe assumptions. Then football's probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about football is it accepts everyone. You know what I mean? Rich and poor, everybody likes football. Except for like the real elitists, you know.
Speaking of WWE, since you brought it up, did you see the report about this Saudi Arabia match between Braun Strowman and Big Tyson Fury, the professional boxer?
No,
I see the check he's getting for going over there.
Tyson Fury?
Yeah,
I imagine it's huge.
Did you see it? What would you guess that he's getting for his little match with Braun Strowman? He's going to have a couple appearances in between there, building it up to the end of the month. One match.
I mean, I don't even know what an appropriate guess would be.
So you don't want to take a guess?
I mean, I can take a guess, but I'm sure I'll be way off.
Take a guess. Take a guess, you coward.
$8 million?
$8 million. Cam, you want to take a guess how much Tyson Fury got paid for his couple weeks in pro wrestling and then a match that he's probably not going to take any real bumps on against Braun Strowman?
$10
million. $15
million. Oof.
Okay. So Cam wins.
Actual professional wrestlers
Price
have to.
Price is Right rules.
Actual professional wrestlers have to be sick about that, right?
I would think
this
so.
This guy gets to come in and do like 3 weeks of wrestling, and he gets $15 million?
Rick made me watch Jerry the King Lawler last night promoting the, or whatever he was doing, the contract signing or whatever.
I didn't watch any wrestling last night. $15 million.
I can't watch
crazy.
That as an adult.
Okay, we get it.
I just can't.
Go to hell.
I can't do it.
All right, Cam, send us to break. Cam, also during the break, get a turn and left ready. We need an update on NASCAR. We'll do that coming after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, as we get ready to turn left, any housekeeping you need to do, Cody? Anything you need to talk about before we get to turning left?
Not that I can think of. I wish that bear would have mauled those tourists in the Smokies.
What are we doing?
Other than that, I don't really have anything else going on.
What are we doing there?
I don't know.
Like, why are we circling bears? Why are we doing that? Like, why do we think we can just run up to bears? Why is that bear not hibernating yet? I guess it's not time yet. I guess it's just he's still pushing
fat.
Forward.
Did look fat.
He's going to lose weight trying to run away from all these tourists.
I don't know.
What's people's problem? Why are we doing this?
I got to be honest. I shouldn't be a hypocrite. I think I probably would have tried to get close to it, too.
Really?
Now, that doesn't take out of concern.
Like, why?
No, that doesn't
change. What benefit is there from getting close to it?
Just to see it up close. I think if everybody else was doing it, I probably would have taken my chances too. Although it might catch me first if we all had to run.
Everyone else would be happy if you got there because they don't have to be fast; they just have to be faster than you.
Yeah, but they would. I would have pushed a kid or something. I would have gotten away. I'd have pushed down a kid and run.
I don't think you're joking.
No, I'm not joking. If a bear's chasing you. I mean, survival of the fittest. I'm not the fittest, so I got to do what I got to do, you know.
Most fit in mind, too.
Yeah,
like,
the kid's not going to be able to think, you know, on my level. I can at least just push the kid. Take it. Not my problem. Susie!
How mad could a parent be at you if that happened? Like, can they actually get mad at you pushing the kid?
I don't know. I'm trying to survive.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can they actually get mad or be like, you know what, I kind of understand.
Yeah,
I feel like they kind of got to understand if that's what happens. Like, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't just be a kid. I'd push anybody, whoever was close to me. You know,
sure. But, you're not going to seek out the kid.
Right,
it's just going to end up being the kid, most likely.
Although it might be easiest to just sacrifice a kid so the bear can, you know, the bear will be able to do what it wants.
If an old woman was there, you'd probably push her down too.
Yeah, I would. Whoever was closest to me between me and the bear, I'm pushing them.
You would 100% do that.
Yes. Yes, I would.
I need another TV example. Almost made the mistake that every white radio host between the age of 30 and 60 do, which is like reference Seinfeld. I need to think of another reference so that I don't do that.
That's a good point. You're right about
that. Every radio host between the age of 30 to 70.
That's like the the Boomer White guy's favorite show of all time, isn't it?
And I like Seinfeld, so I need to think of a different comparison.
What's the deal?
Is there another TV show where someone has pushed someone down in an emergency, left them for dead? I'm sure Dwight did on The Office, but that's a
maybe Curb.
That's like every girl between the age of like 20 and 40 does that. So like
The Office is so overrated.
But the problem is you have to find something that people know. So like I guess that's why people go with Seinfeld.
Yeah, because if you just make some obscure reference, it's like
some people will get it and they'll be like, oh, that's funny. But most people will be like, what is he talking about?
Right. Whereas people are like, you know, they respect you for being smart about it.
Yeah.
Like John, very well versed in his television viewing. But then they're also like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, Seinfeld's been over for 20 years. So like, can I really reference
is
that?
Is there like a Parks and Rec or a... Something you could...
Yeah, there's got to be something on Parks and
Rec. It probably pushed Jerry in the...
Yeah,
somebody.
It did something, right? It did something to Jerry / Gary / Larry.
But you can't make a reference too soon either. Like, you make like a Righteous Gemstones reference. Nobody's seen that yet, so... I don't know what you do. Somewhere in the middle.
I'll get to the bottom of it. I'll find a different reference while we get ready. The Turn Left, brought to you by West Hills Tractor. Cam, hit the music.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect!
Even it on, Earhart, you scared the competition? I'm just as poor and stupid as you! I'm gonna drive, and I'm gonna go fast, and I'm gonna turn to the left again!
Can we just get back to the subject of racing, please?
Hell, bring it on, Danica!
Son of a bitch just slammed into me!
No, he didn't slam into you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you, he rubbed you. And Robin's son is racing.
Dude, check it out, Kenny. My very own NASCAR. Oh, cool, huh, Kenny? Beep, beep.
There's only one good thing about coming to these races. The vibrations from the cars. Oh, I love this car. This bike. Oh.
Vroom, 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 vroom. I love NASCAR.
All right, Cam, let's turn left.
All right, so it was crazy at Talladega this weekend. They started racing on Sunday. Got through stage one, William Byron won it, everything's running smooth. Boom, starts pouring rain.
Who won it?
William Byron won
it. Who the hell is William Byron?
Yeah, he's been in it.
I was going to say, I haven't heard you mention this guy's name before. I've never heard of William Byron.
He's been racing all year. But
okay, either way.
Yeah, so he ended up winning stage one, but then it got rained out. So they ended up saying, hey, okay, we'll just run the rest of it on Monday. So they went to run it on Monday, and it got even crazier than just the rain delay. Clint Bowyer ended up winning stage two under caution. But then from there, we just started having all sorts of wrecks. There was a big wreck with Alex Bowman. It took out like Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott, Mark Truex, Kurt Busch, Kyle Larson. Big crash there. A few of those guys are able to get back into it, keep driving. Then again on like lap 170, Kurt Busch caused another wreck that took out William Byron and Logano, did some heavy damage to them. And so you're like, okay, can't be anything else. Then boom, again late with like, I think it was like six laps left to go. Huge crash with between Kurt and Kyle Busch kind of were mixing it up in the middle and caused a huge crash. But got Keselowski, DiBenedetto, Kevin Harvick, Ricky Stenhouse, like a bunch of people. Sent this one guy I've never heard of, Brendan Gaughan, who was in the 62 car. He was like flipping and stuff. Like it was a huge, massive wreck. It was crazy to watch. But after all that, it ended up being Ryan Blaney was in the lead with two laps to go on the restart after all that nonsense. And it ended up being really close to the end. It was a photo finish. Like, it was really crazy to watch. Ryan Blaney ended up beating out Ryan Newman in the Battle of the Ryans coming down the stretch. And he got the victory. Crazy, though, because so many playoff drivers didn't really either finish or... They didn't finish or they didn't do well at all.
Sounds like a lot of wrecks.
Yeah. Oh, it was crazy. Yeah. So, lots of wrecks. Lots of drivers got knocked out. all sorts of stuff like that.
Of the people in contention for the playoff, anybody have disastrous that almost knocks them out type of thing? Because I know last week we had a couple issues. Anything like that happen this week with any of the people in contention?
Yeah.
Besides Rex, I guess. I guess that some of them get caught in Rex.
Yeah, they did. Like, Alex Bowman was in a wreck. Okay. Chase Elliott got slowed down from wrecks. Clint Bowyer and William Byron, you know, who had started pretty well. And they're all behind the number 8 cutoff now. So they got one race left to go.
Where's this upcoming race at?
Kansas. Kansas Speedway. So before it cuts down to 8 people.
So that'll be kind of nerve-wracking for some people.
Kansas.
And it's crazy. Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney are the two at the top of the playoff standings right now. I don't think anybody would have been able to really guess that heading into this. So right now the top 8 is Larson, Blaney,
Is this
Hamlin,
in order from 1 to... Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Hamlin, Truex, Kyle Busch, Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano's holding on the 8th spot right now. About 20 points ahead of Alex Bowman. But, Talladega was really crazy. Not a lot of high finishes except for Blaney for playoff drivers. So, kept it pretty competitive, you know, points-wise. But glad everybody ended up okay with all those wrecks and the cars flipping the way they were out there.
All right, tell the people a little bit about West Hills Tractor.
West Hills Tractor's out in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Always can go out there to check them out if you have any needs with tractors, tractor parts. They do ship across the state. You can check them out at westhillstractors.com. They got lots of good deals going on right now for October. You know, it's fall weather. Tractors are good fall thing. You know, you think fall tractors. So they got some good deals going. So, yeah, definitely check them out on Twitter, their website. Or even if you're out by Jonesboro, just stop by and check them out. Tell them we sent you, and they'll be happy to take care of you.
All right. Last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.